There we go. Good morning. I'd like to present data that's being conducted primarily in Jason Oliver's lab at Tennessee State University. I'll give a brief overview of flathead borer biology, the importance of the borers in field-grown nurseries, development and monitor of trap development and monitoring techniques we're doing, and then the primary emphasis will be on the development of effective insecticide treatments for flathead borers. Briefly, there's over 760 species of metallic wood boring beetles in North America. The flathead borer name comes from this flat-headed pronotal area of the buprestid larvae, and metallic wood boring beetles, they get their name from the appearance of the adults. Not all species actually are wood boring, but the species that are of economic importance in North America are. These include the bronze birch borer, emerald ash borer now, two-legged chestnut borer, and the flat-headed apple tree borer, which is the species we concentrate in our area. Larvae borer under the bark in the cambium. Generally do not mine in the xylem, except for to pupate. Large species often produce visible surface damage, with frass being visible. Smaller species do not necessarily produce the visible damage. The damage causes the plants to sucker. This is I believe this is an ash tree up in Michigan that was attacked by emerald ash borer. Dieback of the trees, bark splitting, and early fall color change, and eventually tree death. The borer survey that we have done in our area, we may just walk through nurseries looking for damaged trees. The primary trees that were attacked are these the species listed here. They are generally thought of as being thin bark trees. Percent damage you can see can be fairly high, and you can also see that it ranges from quite a bit up to 25% of the trees in a block can be attacked. We will collect the tree trunks and bring them into the lab to rear to get species to try to determine what species were doing the damage. We also worked on developing sticky traps to trap the borers. Our initial tests were very small diameter traps to imitate small seedlings. These are the species we've reared from at our in Middle Tennessee from orchards or nurseries, with these two species being the primary species. And as of now, Chrysobothrus femorata is a complex. There's possibly multiple species in there, but there seems to be trouble distinguishing them. Sticky trap work, for the species in our area, seems to be the purples and the magentas that traps had the highest catch number. The seasonal trapping allowed us to get seasonal incidence of the borers. And then here's the current recommendation for treatment with the chlorpyrifos spray in mid-May and late June. Okay, this will be the main emphasis for the talk now. So several insecticides were tested at commercial nurseries over multiple years and monitored for multiple years, and we did use red maple. First insecticide test, all the tests were set up basically in the same way, so I'll go through this one with a little more emphasis, and then the other ones will kind of breeze through. We used red maple, as I said, 8 insecticide treatments and a control, and the treatment was replicated 47 times. Trees were examined in mid-October for flathead borer damage for 4 years. locations of the attacks in the field were monitored with GPS, and trunk diameter and tree height was also measured. The systemic drench treatments, we used Discus and Electus. Let's see. This here is the labeled rate. This is a 2x rate that we did. And we did a one-time application in May. The experimental tablet treatment that we did, we inserted the tablets at the base of the tree, approximately 6 inches from the base of the tree, and they were also buried after the photo was taken here. And we used 2 Merit tablets per tree of imidacloprid. And then we did 2 systemic acephate tablets per tree. We also did a contact insecticide truck treatment. This is the nursery standard that is recommended for borer control. A May and a June application. Normal growers normally apply this with big air blast sprayers. You can see there's just a big plume of chlorpyrifos going out the back of that tractor. We did a trunk spray using backpack sprayers to the point of runoff. A southwest quadrant of the trunk was done. Our previous work showed that the borers attacked mostly the southwest side of the tree, and then we rolled on the chlorpyrifos with a paint roller. And we used a cardboard shield to prevent cross-contamination of adjacent trees. And only the trees were only treated in the first year of this. Results, the Discus at the 2x rate had good borer control for all 4 years. The tablets did very well for the first 2 years. I do want to point out that you can see the total is pretty low, even after here compared to the control, which is, so that this over the 4 years they lost 35% of their crop to flathead borers. Did I just skip a slide? I don't think so. Tablet tests. The Merit tablet seems to get better with time. Again, compared to this is the same control for all of these 3 slides. The acephate didn't do very well. The contact sprays. This was a 2x rate again. Jason wanted me to emphasize that. Did not do very well. I mean, that's the nursery standard now, so the nurseries are, taking a pretty high hit. And then we also did not spray in these 2-3 years, which we probably should have sprayed, since that's the nursery does spray every year. summary of those tables, the imidacloprid seemed to do the best. And then added benefit of the imidacloprid was that the tree trunk diameter was significantly higher in those treatments than it was for the control. This is some of the GPS work we did to show that the number of borer hits, it's random throughout the field, and that it does, there are more hits throughout the year. When we first started this work, we were told that the borers only attacked the first transplanting year, and then they don't come into the field in subsequent years, but this kind of shows that it does. The 2006 test, this time we did 11 insecticide treatments and control. Everything else set up the same way. These are the different chemicals we did. This year, applied once in May. Discus and Arena were also applied. There was also a Discus and Arena treatment done in March to see if we could, if earlier would make a difference. The tablets, we went with Merit. We did 1 tablet and a 2 tablet this time. And then since the acephate didn't work at 2 tablets, we went up to 6 tablets per tree. Trunk spray was similar to the other one. I think it looks like we just did 1 treatment with that. And then the grower did apply Dersman throughout the year, or at the recommended rate for the all test years. We also did an Onyx spray this year. And then we did an experimental imidacloprid caulking treatment, and the imidacloprid is mixed with this type of a caulk, and I think we put in like maybe 10 grams worth. That it was calibrated that every time you squeeze it, a 10 grams would come out. And then we also did some imidacloprid that was mixed with a TerraSorb gel material, and the trunk was dipped, and then the tree was planted. results of that. Discus and the electus, again, did very well. This is only 3 years now worth of data. The Safari Arena and the Flagship did well for the first year. And let's see. The early treatments in March also did, the March Arena did well for a 2 year period, and then the imidacloprid, the discus did well for all 3 years. Again, you can compare these numbers to the control down here. The tablets seem to get better with a year again. The acephate tablets, even with six of them, still did not work. And then the acephate tablet also reduced tree growth, trunk growth, and burned the leaves on this high treatment. The contact insecticide, the Dursban, it reduced the number of hits, but still fairly high. And the Onyx Pro seemed to reduce it and looks like it got better. Well, I can't say that. Again, 2x rate, and we treated the first 2 years and not the third year. The gel did not seem to work very well. Maybe it gets better with time, hard to say. The root dip with the discus and the TerraSorb did really well, but it also did well without the TerraSorb, and it did add an extra step to the procedure. And then the nursery grower is also worried about worker contact with this type of a treatment. The 2007 insecticide test, same as the other. This was all a drench. This, I guess, actually we just did different rates of discus on this discus at this test. Overall, the control only had 4 hits. This is actually the total number of hits versus percentage, like the previous slides were. This was the labeled rate, and then we were going to lower rates. So this rate here is very very small, and it seemed not to do very well. Also, Jason wanted me to mention, I should have mentioned this earlier, that the product is all the amount of product is all determined by the number of millimeters per inch diameter of the trunk, and most of these trees were fairly small diameter trunk. Conclusions: flathead borers are the important group of borers in the field nurseries. The chlorpyrifos treatments did not work even at the 2x rate. Still time?
A few more seconds.
Okay. I'll just click these on.
Thanks.
Yep. Thank you.